Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Beamer Distributors Blog Talk Show. This is your show. It's designed for all Beamer distributors across the country to provide you with the latest information, training, and current events. It's a live, interactive show where we value your participation. Just hit one on your phone and we'll open your line so you can ask questions and share information and testimonials. You'll hear from individuals who are experiencing amazing results in their business and with the use of their Beamer. But remember, this information of Beamer technology is not designed to diagnose, treat, or cure any disease or ailment. These testimonials have not been evaluated or reviewed by the FDA. This call is for education only, and no medical or income claims are intended. This call is not put on by Beamer USA. It's just us, a group of independent Beamer distributors all helping one another. So grab a pen and paper, listen carefully, and get ready to learn and share. Stay tuned. The show is about to begin.
Well, good morning, Blog Talk callers. Today is Tuesday, March 19th, 2024. This year is already buzzing by, and this is Cindy Parkinson, and I'm calling from Utah, and we all of a sudden, spring just hit. So I spent last week going skiing, and today it's going to be in the 60s, so it's time to get out and do the garden. So I am joined today by my co-host, Mike Malley. Mike, would you like to say hello?
Hi, Cindy. Welcome, everyone. I'm in Atlanta, Georgia. And love co-hosting with you. It's beautiful in Georgia. The dogwoods are about to bloom. The jonquils are blooming. We have a gorgeous spring in the south, as you might guess. And looking forward to a great Testimony Tuesday today.
And we have a tough act to follow because last week Jeanette and Marlise did an amazing testimonial call, hosted an amazing call with several callers calling in, and a lot was shared about nerve damage. So if you did not listen to that recording, I really, really recommend that you go back and listen to that. And hopefully we will have lots of callers raise their hands today, and we will have just an amazing call. Remember, this call is for you to share your testimonial, even if you just need to practice and need some help. And it's also so that we can have a great recording to share with our prospects and team members. And Mike and I, and as well as the other hosts of Blog Talk, are volunteers. And so we ask you to please press 1 to raise your hand and share your brief but compliant testimonial. You can tell how long you've been using this amazing technology and how it has changed your life. You can mention how things were before you got your Beamer and how things have changed since then. Remember, compliant means no mention of disease names, common in the medical field. A lot of people don't even know what disease names, what symptoms come with those diseases. And honestly, my husband is a retired orthopedic surgeon, and I'm just blown away by the number of, since I've become involved with Beamer, I'll have somebody call me up and say, will the Beamer help this? And they'll name some disease. And not only have I never heard of it, but my husband has never heard of it. So no mention of disease names, no mention of drug names either, or the use of the word pain. We say discomfort instead. We don't say that the Beamer has cured anything. Of course, it's our body doing the own healing. And when we talk about a Beamer session, we say session, not treatment. Only medical professionals can use the term treatment. Do not give your own protocols. Remember, there's no protocols with Beamer. There is just the basic plan. And, of course, we have a different basic plan with the new Evo than we did with the Essential Set, but that's what we have is the Beamer basic plan. If you need help with that, you can call in tomorrow on whatever Wednesday. Keep your testimonial simple and brief, mentioning, like I said, the symptoms that you were experiencing before Beamer and how they may be minimized or even gone. If you're an athlete, tell us how it has improved your performance and recovery. And I will say something really interesting happened at the managers meeting that we had in Dallas a couple weeks ago, because I had always heard that with an athlete, they should use a higher intensity before they're going to do a race or something, and then afterwards use a lower intensity to remove the CO2 and what they don't want in their body, the lactic acid. I don't know if that's okay to say, but I think it is. And then Dr. Berker was talking about how some athletes, it's better to use a lower intensity before their competition so that they can actually get in the zone. And I think we see this a lot with horses, with putting them into the parasympathetic state. And Dr. Berker talks about flow often, and that the flow state, which is the zone, which is what the mental state that athletes need to be in. So while we're waiting for someone to raise their hand, I will just share what the Beamer has done for me. I've been in Beamer for just over 5 years now, 5 years and a month. And I had it shared to me by several different people, and I was unwilling to spend the money until my husband, because he's a doctor, did the research on it. And after he did the research and told me I should get involved, I actually called a friend and who owned a wellness center and learned that she had 6 Beamers in her wellness center. So I decided to jump in as a distributor. And when I got my Beamer, I did not feel anything. And I knew I wasn't going to return it within that 30-day money-back guarantee because of my husband researching it and because of how many people had shared it with me. But at the same time, I wanted to see it work for people. So I called a couple friends and I said, I have 30 days to return this medical device. Will you come over and try it? And they had noticeable results, so I continued to use it morning and night. And I'm 68 years old, and I actually had a diagnosis by an orthopedic surgeon that I had zero disc space between L3 and L4 in my back, and I did have quite a bit of low back discomfort. And now I find myself in a hiking group of women who are 30 years younger than I am. Last week I went skiing 4 out of 5 days while my daughter was in town. I've started playing pickleball. And I really can do things that I couldn't do before without much discomfort. So the Beamer has really changed my life. One time I broke my ankle, and the doc said I would be in my boot for 6 to 8 weeks, and I was actually out of it in 3 weeks and 2 days. So, and I give that credit to using the Beamer religiously several times a day. So, as you all know, we use the B-Body morning and night, but we can use those attachments every few hours if we have a chronic issue, so or an acute issue, I should say. So that's what I did. And Mike, why don't you go ahead and share what the Beamer's done for you? No one's raised their hand, and if at the end of that no one's raised their hand, then we'll just cut this call short because I have lots to do today.
Well, we want you to press 1 and get yourself in the queue so Cindy can let you share your testimony, because this show is about all of us. It's not just Cindy and me giving our testimonies, because although they're good because we've been using the Beamer a while, we want to hear from you. So press 1 and get the queue, and we'll share together. My most recent testimony, and I've had many over the years. I've been with Beamer for 7 years. I'm a manager in Georgia, and I had just had knee replacement surgery on my left knee. No, Cindy's husband didn't do it. I had a very easy recovery, and I literally got my Beamer a month after I had knee replacement surgery. I did my PT, I did all what the doctor suggested, and I was very blessed, because some people have a difficult recovery. I had a very easy recovery, but I started using the Beamer a month after I got on it, and to this day, I do not even know I have titanium in my left knee. In fact, I went through a a sensor the other day, and I had to take my wallet and belt and everything metal off my body. And when I went through, he said, "Do you have a titanium knee?" I said, "Yes." So they let me through because it does send the sensors off. But my other knee, my right knee, does bother me sometime. I have discomfort in that. And I grew up playing tennis. I played since I was 10 years old. So I was afraid I was going to have to look at surgery down the road on it. But every single time I wrap my knee with a B pad, I am good to go for a day or two or three. And, of course, I do it religiously. It helps with brain fog. It helps with keeping us alert. I'm a little older than Cindy, and I feel good every day, and I tell people that. I'm just blessed with good health, but I want to keep it. It's the best health insurance we could ever invest in, as all of us on this call know. And we'll continue to talk about it. And Cindy, I see someone's raised their hand, so you can let them in. But we will profess the Beamer to the highest degree every day.
Okay, Mike, I do not see a raised hand.
Well, let me see if I can do her. Area code 434. 996, welcome. You're live on Blog Talk.
Hi, Cindy and Mike. This is Anne from the beautiful Charlottesville, Virginia. I have to agree with you, Mike. It is the best health insurance that we can provide our bodies with. I've been using my Beamer for 8 years now. I'm 67 years old, and I feel fabulous, much better than I did at 57. But I want to remind everybody, one of the things that we have to continuously remember is that our bodies are responding to the Beamer even when we don't realize they are, when we don't feel something responding. And the reason I say that is because over the 8 years, a lot of people, not just myself, but we realize our nails are growing a whole lot faster. You know, our hair is, well, mine is anyway, growing a whole lot faster. My skin is much, much softer now than it was pre-Beamer. These little things that I've noticed are telling me that the Beamer is doing something that I can notice, even though it's very minor. I can only imagine what it's doing inside my body. Over the past 8 years, there have been, you know, some great improvements that I have noticed. But it's those little things, too, that I think are just as important because I want to stay as active as I can into my 70s and 80s, and I've been able to, and I want to continue to do that. I mean, I stopped skiing for 10 years, and now I'm back on skis, and I feel good enough to golf. And now we're starting pickleball. So I want to have a very active retirement years, and so does my husband, and we feel like with the Beamer being a main course in our health care, we can absolutely do that.
That's such a great
awesome
point.
Did you say your name was Nan or Ann?
Ann Posack from Charlottesville, Virginia.
Oh,
and Mike,
okay,
we have
Ann Posack. Okay. Yep.
Yeah, and I met you, Mike, when Peter Glein came into the country and did that little class. I'm not sure you remember me, but we had a nice discussion. And, you know, that's the other part, too. When you meet people who are using Beamer, you know, Beamer distributors as well as just Beamer users, Beamer customers, Beamer clients, everybody has that conviction of they're caring for themselves. They're taking care of themselves, and they feel good about it. And you just feel good. It's the energy, I think, that Beamer provides. And it's just fun to talk to other people with that energy.
And you said it
totally
so well.
Agree. Yeah.
And you know, Cindy and Ann, the beauty of an in-person academy, we didn't have them for a few years. We're now able to meet together again in an academy. And I just want to encourage everybody on this line, if you haven't been to an academy, if you can only do it online, do it. If you can do an in-person academy, you're there with 70, 80, 90 other Beamer users, some brand new, some been in it a while. But you get to hear testimonies of everybody in the room. And if you can imagine this call times 90, where people are sharing and people, and you're learning about the science of the Beamer and you're learning about how to use it with animals and horses, it's phenomenal. And we're able to do those again now. And it meant a lot what you said, because we're we have a lot of people who say, I didn't feel anything. But we know what's happening in our bodies. We know when we're getting additional blood flow, everything is becoming healthier, and the body heals itself. The body does wonderful things, and with blood flow and oxygen and nutrients profused greatly, we're anti-aging.
I couldn't agree with you more. And all of us on this call, I am sure that everybody listening too is proactive in their own health care. And starting at the basics, like Dr. Burka says, without good blood flow, you can't be healthy. And as we age, that blood flow starts to slow down. So I need to do everything I can give my body everything I can to stay healthy, but I'm going to start with the basics, and that is blood flow. If I can enhance it, that to me, it just makes sense to provide my body with what it needs, starting with good blood flow. And then, of course, you want to pay attention to what you're putting in your body as far as good nutrition and breathing well and exercising, all of those too. And Beamer will enhance those other things that you do.
Absolutely. And also we have Dr. Burka's wellness call from last week, where he had a guest that actually talked about breathing and the importance of just experiencing the Beamer and us shutting up while we're sharing, while we're putting someone on it for the first time, and let them just experience it. So, and we really appreciate what you've shared. Yes, go ahead, Mike.
I was just going to say, I think Anne may be a future Testimony Tuesday hostess there. She has it down.
a near future one, yes. And you deserve this. Well, you know what? My computer must be frozen. Yeah. Nothing I'm doing. Mike, you're going to have to take over hosting, because Anne is way down at the bottom and I don't even see a raised hand on her. So go ahead, Anne. I was going to play some applause for you, but for some reason I'm not.
That's fine. The thing is, when you're passionate about something, when you find out about something like a good movie, and this has been mentioned before on Blog Talk, you don't keep it a secret. So for me, sharing Beamer is not work. It's a passion that I have because I found something that works, that makes me feel good, and how can I not share that with somebody? So it's a very natural thing to do, and I would encourage anybody who is using the Beamer, whether they're a distributor or not, just don't keep it a secret. Let everybody know about it and let them try it.
Absolutely.
And
had piggybacking.
Go ahead, Sandy.
Well, I was just going to say, I had someone over here for a session yesterday. We used to be in the same neighborhood like 15 years ago. And I mean, it was the first he had heard of the Beamer, and he didn't feel anything, but he said, I believe everything you're saying. And we talked about, we have a mutual friend who owns a horse place, and he asked me if I had gone there to share the Beamer. And there was someone who had gone there before that, before I did, and just charged them an arm and a leg. And so they just really have a bad taste. And he said, so they were really just about the money instead of helping people or the horses. And I think as we use it ourselves and we get a testimonial and we become passionate, I mean, this guy wants to become a distributor, but not until he sees results himself. And so I'm going to get a Beamer over there, you know, and he's not really in a position to rent one. So I'm just going to loan him one, which, I mean, he will be just so he's just a passionate person, but I agree. You need to have your own story. You know, I was passionate about it because of my friends and because of my husband doing the research. But once you gain your own testimonial, I'm with you, and we need to get out and just tell everyone.
Absolutely. And I want to thank you guys for hosting, because this is an important call. I don't think I've missed a blog talk, either live or recorded, for 8 years. So thank you very much for keeping it going. I appreciate you.
Well, we look forward
thank
you,
to Ann.
You helping us.
Absolutely.
Then I want to, Mike, we're going to let
Ann,
you talk
say that
first
again. Now. I'm sorry. Say that again, Ann.
I was just going to say, I'm encouraging those who are listening to please call in, because all of us enjoy hearing your story, no matter how grand or how small it is. And you're right, Mike, the Academy, the reason I went to so many back in the day was because of the testimonials. They're fabulous. And those are, you know, first person. This is what somebody's really feeling. And it's great to hear. So anybody who's listening, just press one and call in.
And Ann, we're working on getting one in this part of the country, the east, between Virginia and Georgia somewhere. I hope we'll be having one in the coming months, because it's since we haven't been able to have live academies during the COVID years, and we're back doing it, we know we'll have a good group somewhere around Charlotte or something like that.
Oh, I will be there, Mike. With bells on. So, yeah, I'll watch for it. I absolutely
Excellent.
Will be there.
Well,
and
you know,
we
Ann,
do
you are...
I was just going to say, if you check your back office, we do have some coming up in the Midwest, and I know they're working on Dallas, but we have Denver on the calendar, and I think we have Minneapolis and Detroit, and I know they're working on more, so...
Well, I'd love to see one on the East Coast again. That would be great.
Yep, we're working on it.
I think, what are you working on? Charlotte, right?
Well, we don't know. It hasn't been announced yet, but we want it to be somewhere central to the East Coast, up and down the East Coast, and out, not necessarily in Florida, because Florida has quite a few, but... Ann, you were a great start to our show today, and we want to encourage anyone else to press one, and we want to hear your testimony. So, Ann, thank you again.
Thank you, guys.
Yay! My computer finally decided to work. You finally moved to the top, Ann. So, all right, but we don't have anyone else, so who's going to be the next brave soul to press one? Otherwise, we can end this call really early.
Like we had said,
we
do have someone. Can you see that?
Yep, we do now. So, area code 386-238. You raised your hand in the nick of time. Thank you very much.
Good morning, Cindy and Mike. This is Wanda Henson over in Daytona Beach. Beautiful day here today.
Hi, Wanda.
Wanda, love to hear from you.
I love to hear both of you. You're so generous with your time, and I really appreciate that. A testimonial. Now that we have the light back, I burned my hand really badly on the stainless steel handle on my nice Tupperware cookware. And before I slammed the frying pan back down on the stove, the handle had gotten turned up under the broiler vent, the back of the stove. And anyway, it was horrible, the pain. So I just closed my eyes and said, just let me get to the Beamer. Just let me get to the Beamer. And I sat there, and I just back to back to back to back to back to back to back. And I just sat there and just kept Beamering it. And I went into the kitchen, and a drop of water hit it. And I thought, oh, no. So I went back, and I just sat. I said, nothing else is more important than my right hand, because it was my whole hand. It wasn't just a little spot here. It was my whole hand. And so I sat there and beamered. I never had the first blister. To this day, I can hardly believe that I did not have, you know, just one hand. And if I had not had the Beamer, that's what would have happened. It would have been a solid blister. Been there, done that with blisters before, never want another one. It's just amazing what the body can do when it has the right tools to do it with the right support. It was amazing. I'm still to this day amazed. And that wasn't the first time, but I couldn't talk about it before with the light. So use the tools that you've got. You know, if you don't have the beauty pack, get it. It's priceless. That light is priceless. Okay, that's my spiel. That's my testimonial for today.
And amen to that.
Go on, Mike. It's a great one.
Yeah, it's amazing.
It's a great one. Yeah, the even the light in the essential set, you know, is still wonderful. I've heard, I don't use the new light, but your testimony, Wanda, is what we hear from people who have that, the two new lights. And it's just an amazing invention. It's just, like you said, do you have any scarring left at all with that burn?
None. It's amazing. And I did use the original red light therapy. That's what I used. I did not use the new one because this happened a little while, just, you know, when we were getting ready to get the new one. So, but now we have the new one. And we're trying to create the habit of doing our sessions, our light sessions, because I can already tell. I saw a picture of me. I thought, oh, man, that's the best picture I've seen of me in a long time. Dang. I mean, being dang, but, you know, I feel like putting it out to the world because – you know, we are using it on our skin. And I can't tell you what happened to a place on Bill's face, but, you know, he'll have to tell you that someday. But it works. It works. So if you don't have the beauty pack, get it. If you don't have the Evo, get the Evo, then get your beauty pack. So,
you know,
to those who are listening.
Talking about the beauty pack, I will say that at the event that we were at with Dr. Burka a couple weeks ago in Arlington, Texas, he talked about how with the essential set, when we wanted to use two devices, you know, we would always use the B-pad. Like, I would wrap the B-pad around my low back. But with the Evo, we don't really need to do that because with all the extra coils. And yet I want to utilize my time, and so a lot of times now, when I've got the B-bed in my bed, I will actually have the light plugged in so that I can be doing two devices at once. And because I know that's probably not compliant, actually, because I think the FDA says only to do one device at once. But
what you do in the privacy of your home.
I find myself using the light more since I've got from Dallas because I don't need to use the pad around my low back, especially when I'm doing the B-bed in my bed. You know, it's kind of annoying to try and use the pad somewhere. So I just have the light sitting on my nightstand and I just put it on my face. And, yeah, when I look in the mirror, I feel like I'm starting to notice some difference.
Yeah. So. And I noticed one of the Beamer partners recently, I saw her, you know, before, and man, I can tell the difference. You know, she's using it religiously, and she works out in the sun, so I can really tell the difference, you know, on her. So not that that's a testimonial or something, but not telling anything other than that, but I can tell the difference. And I can tell the difference in looking at Bill, too, you know, but I don't know if that's compliant or not.
And I will say that in October I went to my 50th high school reunion, and I hadn't been to a reunion for 5 years, which, you know, was right when I started using the Beamer, and not even using the light on my face or at all, just using the Pro Set on a regular basis for 5 years, I had a couple people say to me at the reunion, you know, what did you like go get something done? Like, you look better now than you did 5 years ago.
So yes, I got a Beamer.
Exactly. And but actually, I did have somebody.
Okay. Have a great one.
I did
appreciate
have someone
you.
Who purchased. Well, thanks for calling in, Wanda. I was just going to say I did have someone who I shared the Beamer with at that reunion, and she did purchase one. So,
okay. Do you have anybody on raising their hand? I had someone yesterday.
I don't see anyone else.
A friend that I haven't seen in months and months and months. And I talked with her, and she was having an issue. So I let her know that she could come pick up a Beamer and borrow it. And when I need it back, you know, I'll let her know when I need it back. And she came yesterday and picked it up. And she texted me this morning. She says she slept like a rock last night. So I just said, great.
Oh, that's awesome.
You know, and she's, I can already tell a change in her voice because she's got this health issue going on and they don't know what it is. And to give her hope that she's, you know, I can hear the excitement in her voice already from talking to her yesterday after she left and, you know, confirming things and getting the text this morning. So it's pretty exciting to change one person's life at a time. Life is better with Beamer.
Amen.
That is for
Amen.
Sure. Yep, that is
okay,
for
well,
sure.
Have a great
Isn't
one.
Isn't that so cool?
It is.
Thank
and
you, Wanda,
she said, I've been talking to her because she was one of the original, you know, we've had ours October 15, 2015. So over 8 years ago is when I originally talked to her about it. And she mentioned yesterday, she said, I know she's been talking to me about this for 8 years. So, you know, like George Verona says, when the discomfort outweighs the weight of writing a check, then, you know, they will appear. So, no, when the, yeah, that's right, mm-hmm. something like that. Anyway, so we'll see what happens there. I'm excited for. And everybody.
And Wanda, you mentioned. Wanda, you mentioned
mean, no,
that.
No, it just seems not now.
That's right. And Wanda, you mentioned that your husband's looking good, but you don't want him looking younger than you.
Well, he's got some catching up. My husband's 72 and a half, and I'm 73, so I've worked that out just great. Gives me that leeway. He said, you're 92 and a half, yeah, and I'm 70. Yeah, well, I think of him as being the same age. And I feel like we're the same age. I feel like he's my age. But Mike said that, you know, what you're looking so much younger, getting so much younger. But that's why I was telling you about the age here. He's sitting right here. But he did correct me that I said 73. Yeah, he's 92 and a half, birthday August 1st, and be 93. And he looks great. He still does the yard work. He still is my right hand, my half of my soul here. But he's my mentor.
Awesome. Awesome.
Well,
congratulations
well,
to both
again.
Of you.
We appreciate you.
You're welcome. We appreciate you. All right, bye-bye.
All right. Well, Mike, it looks like that's it. I'm really sorry that we've only had two callers, but I don't see any of the hands raised. Do you?
I don't see any, unless somebody wants to chime in quickly, but The two callers we had and sharing, we had a lot of people on the call, and we just two great callers is sufficient because they were both excellent.
They were excellent. Okay, going once, going twice. You know, I can share one more quick story because as you were talking about. Well, I thought of two things that were recent. Scarring, you asked Wanda if she had any scarring. I was cutting fruit to put in my freeze dryer, and it was frozen, and I sliced my thumb, and I had to go to the ER and get 5 stitches. And, of course, I used the Beamer. And do you know that I have no scar? In fact, the only reason I know what thumb I sliced is because I know that I'm right-handed. Mm-hmm. And it looks like we do have a caller now, so I think I might know who it is, but area code 805-406, you're live on Blog Talk.
Hey, good morning, you guys. It's Grandma got run over by a pickup, otherwise known as Jan Hoff. Doing such a great job. And Wanda and Ann, oh, my goodness gracious. I've had my Beamer almost 5 years, and I live in Central Coast, California. It's in the high 70s today, and it's so beautiful and sunny, and the hills are green, and the vines are ready to pop, the grape vines, and it's just so gorgeous. I'm looking out the windows, and we live in heaven here. So 5 years ago, this grandma was run over by a pickup. I think everybody knows, a mess from head to toe. And after 2.5 years of therapy and doctors, my friend Helena Bresk, who has been in the health and wellness business for many years, saw me shuffling along outside a grocery store and yelled across the parking lot, Jan, I think I have something that might help you. Can I send you a couple of videos? And she sent me the 3-minute and the 8-minute video, and that blood flow video got me because I had rented I had rented something that helped with oxygen for a whole month, and it was expensive, and it was a 2-hour ordeal. My husband had to put me in and take me out every day, and it did help a bit, and I know this piece of equipment is very, very popular right now. But anyway, I went and got a session from Helena, laid on this mat for 8 minutes, felt nothing, and I got up and I said, is that it? And she said, yes. And I said, sign me up. I felt nothing on the mat. Nothing. And I came home, talked to my husband. We didn't have the money for the Beamer. Mine was almost $7,000 with becoming a distributor at that time. And I think you remember that, Cindy, huh? And
yep.
So I said, we've got to have this thing. And for him and me, and God told me I had to have it. So, my husband has got something going on. Anyway, so it was a few days before I could order the Beamer, got a couple of credit cards together, and it has saved my life so many times. And Mike, you said it's anti-aging. You're wrong. It's reverse aging, because we're all reverse aging, aren't we? And it's an amazing medical device. A little over 2 years ago, I broke my pelvis, and it was a little over a month that I was back hopping around. You know, my last name is Hop, right? So I was hopping, and the doctor had... Pardon?
Easter is coming.
I know that, yeah. And I used to do the Easter egg hunt here in Paso Robles, and we would have 1,000 kids hunting Easter eggs. And, in fact, my oldest daughter is Jewish, and she was the bunny 1 year because our bunny got sick. So, anyway, it's pretty funny. So I love Beamer. I love the company. And actually, on Saturday, I was on the Equine Academy online, and a lot of that pertains to the human Beamer also. So I've been to, every Equine Academy there is ever since I got in. I don't know a lot about horses, but I have help from Helena and then Tina Laverham. So that's what happens in Beamer. People help you. And if you don't know what you're doing, they'll come in and help. So it's just a team effort. So I appreciate you, Mike. I appreciate you, Cindy. You both are so cool, and you work well together. And so you're our dynamic duo, huh?
You know what? Speaking of working with Mike, I did a golf event back in his neck of the woods, and he said he's a little older than me, but he's actually like 14 years older than I am. And he was carrying a massage table, and like, let me help you with that. And he's like, nope, I got it. And, you know, he used to tell the story about when he was helping his daughter move. And I do believe that he worked harder than those teenage boys that she hired, because I've seen him in action. And he doesn't – he works better than an 82-year-old, that's for sure.
Wow, I believe that for sure. And Anne talked about you see, even if you don't think that anything's going on with the Beamer, you can see your hair and your nails and your skin improve. And everybody talks about how we are complimented all the time. What I'm doing with the new, I have two Evos. With the beauty pack, and what I've been doing, not very many days, but I started doing it about a week ago. I am putting the light on half of my face and one hand, and I want to have that as a comparison. So we'll see what happens with that. Well, yeah, if you have enough nerve to do it, and I do, at 50 plus 36 in January, so I beat you all. Ha ha, you're all kids to me. But, it's interesting because I already see a difference. And on one hand and one side of my face. So we'll see what happens with that. I might be famous for that in Beamer. Who knows? But it's going to be kind of freaky looking probably, but I don't care. I want the comparison. Yeah.
Dan.
What?
Say it's that California sun.
Right. Yeah, that's shining through the windows right now. Oh, it's so gorgeous here. I wish you all were here to see the beauty and the sunshine. So anyway, all right, that's it for me for today. I get tired of hearing myself. I get sick of myself. Like.
Well, thanks for chiming
thanks for
in, because you
in
always
here.
Have something interesting to relate to us. We love to hear from you.
Well, I'm like, I'm like Anne.
We wish we had more people like you. Who the minute they stood up from their first session said, "Is that it? I've got to have one of these," with feeling nothing.
Feeling nothing. Right. I know. Isn't that a miracle? Because God told me I needed it, that I should get it. Didn't have the money, wanted to help, needed the help, and God told me to buy the Beamer. So listen, just keep your mind open, and you don't have the money, you'll get it. Within 2 years, I had six Beamers paid for by Beamer, and I got my W-2 from last year, and I thought, gosh, that's a pretty good paycheck for doing a little part-time gig, you know, and we don't work, do we? We don't work in Beamer.
No. No, we don't.
No.
Do what
We're
you
just
love.
Having fun.
Yeah, do what you love, and you meet the most amazing, wonderful people in all professions, all ages, all shades. We are a diverse company, and just different from others, so different from others. I've been in other stuff, and this is a different company. It's really amazing and beautiful. So God bless you both, and thank you for being there for us. I ditto Wanda, and I know she's always on. She's such a wonderful gal, and I finally got to meet her at the convention. And I hope, are you guys coming to the convention in Long Beach?
Of course.
Mike?
I cannot.
Cindy?
I cannot.
And we are out of time now, Jan, so I'm going to cut you off.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
All right.
Always
God bless.
You.
Take care. Bye.
Okay. All right. Bye-bye. All right, Mike, we filled the time only with three callers, but they were three good callers. So don't forget to tune in to whatever Wednesday tomorrow and Equine Thursday. They always do a great job. Mike, any final words?
Well, thank you, Cindy. You did another wonderful job of hosting. Thanks to all the folks that were on today. tune in next Tuesday, and we really look forward to hearing from you again.
Thank you, everyone, for at least participating, and share this episode.
Bye.
I hit the end of show, but it's not playing, is it? Mike, over on the right, can you hit end of show? I don't know what's with my computer.